It's a pretty balmy morning, actually. It felt real nice though, coming out this morning. It was 45 degrees. There was a breeze, but it wasn't a cold breeze. But we'll bring Pat Pagano in and we'll start talking about the forecast. It really was strange, Pat. It was a nice, calm morning, but there was a breeze. And like I said, it wasn't a cold, chilling breeze. You know?
Okay, well, it's going to be colder than it was yesterday. Not by much, but 50 to 55 and partly sunny. Whereas yesterday, of course, it was gloomy.
Yeah.
Tonight, we fall into the 20s, clear. And we have a sunny Friday, mid-40s. The clouds begin to roll back in Saturday. Breezy weather, 35 to 40. More like December. And then on Sunday, as we alluded to yesterday, we have a chance of some snow coming in. Sunday afternoon into Sunday night, mid-30s for the high. Any snow will end early Monday morning, followed by clearing skies and highs in the 30s. At this point right now, preliminary, I'm thinking along the lines, at least from what I can tell right now, that we're going to wind up with, I would say, anywhere from a dusting to maybe 1 to 2 inches of snow across the area. There was one computer model, I think it's out to lunch, that was giving the Catskills more than that, as well as the Berkshires. I don't think that's going to be the case because the low is going to be diving southeastward from the Great Lakes toward New Jersey. And there's a lot of high pressure that's going to be over the area, so it's going to really have to combat dry air. So I don't see a lot of moisture with the storm, and that's one of the reasons why I'd keep the snowfall very, very light.
Well, we'll see what happens.
Listen, you know, anybody who's going to get their tree Sunday, you know, there's the ambiance you want. Little snow falling, you cut down your tree or you pick up your tree, you bring it home, start decorating, you make some hot cocoa, you listen to Christmas music, you know, that's the spirit.
And in our age of extreme weather, Pat follows the forecast extremely closely and will keep us updated with his either himself or his steady crew into the weekend.
That's right. That is right. We'll be watching it. Again, I don't expect anything to change from a standpoint of like, oh my goodness, we went from flurries to, you know, a massive snowstorm. I don't expect that at all. If anything, I would expect less snow as opposed to more. So Okay. Let's see what happens.
All right. Well, that's what the heck, you know, it is what it is. So anyways, we're in wintertime, so we should now expect to hear the word snow off and on quite a bit.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're in meteorological winter, but officially we're not into winter until a week and a half, right?
Yeah.
Well, actually, 2 weeks from yesterday will be winter.
Yeah.
Hard to believe, right? How quick these seasons go.
Winter never goes quick enough. Summer for me goes quickly. Fall is about has the right feel to it, but winter just always seems to drag on.
And I have to agree with you. Yeah, you know why though, Marshall? People are doing less outdoors and there's less activity.
Yeah, well, unless you like to do outdoor sports activity that involves being outdoor and in it, you don't. So it just seems longer than that. And I think winter cheats spring out of some time too, just because it takes so long to shake off what happened over the course of the winter time. But anyway, that's the way I look at it. The longest part of the year is winter, and the shortest part to me seems to be summer. You turn around and all of a sudden it's end of September, and the real hot, warm weather is gone.
Yeah. And let's talk a little bit about the hurricane season.
The hurricane season? Yes, that's that. Now, when does that officially end?
November 30th.
So it's over.
Well, technically or officially it's over, but there is a subtropical low east of Bermuda in the Atlantic. Now, the Hurricane Center doesn't think it will develop into a full tropical system, because they were actually thinking of giving it a name, Owen, but It is the first time in 15 years that a subtropical system has developed in the Atlantic in the month of December.
There you go. Another indicator of the... I hate to use climate change because it's so overused, but really it's another indicator that we live in a time where extraordinary weather events are no longer extraordinary.
Right. Global warming has caused all of this. You're absolutely right. I mean, people were commenting to me right and left yesterday. This is crazy. We're in the 50s. It's December. What can I tell you? You may see this again in February. So hold on to your hats.
And when we say global warming, it's not only what man is doing to the Earth, but what the Earth normally goes through on top of it.
Right.
I mean, you remember, you look at some of the Christmas productions of A Christmas Carol and everything, and look at how London is depicted. London looks like Buffalo. You know, that's the natural cycle of Earth, but then you add humans doing our darndest to destroy it on top of it.
Right.
Just makes everything more changeable. What the heck? But why not? Why not?
Why not is right. I did get a text picture yesterday from my contractor.
Mm-hmm.
And he has finished the shed, which is going to house, I believe the generator and all the stuff, the heating elements and all of that baloney. I had no idea. I thought this was going to be like one of these little doghouse things.
Oh, no.
This is a really nice shed, and he attached it to the addition, and he shingled it or sided it to match it, the roof on and everything. He did I was really taken back. Beautiful job. But he didn't say anything. He just sent the picture.
Now, is your generator gas-powered or propane-powered?
It's gas-powered.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Is it automatic, or do you have to go out and start?
You have to go out, but he suggested to me that I get the remote switch. But the remote switch for the generator is $450.
So what? Get it. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I know.
Get it, Pat. Get it. It's worth it. I'm telling you, it's really worth it, Pat.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to go out, even though it's the summertime, you don't want to go out when the power's out and you got a raging thunderstorm and stuff. You just don't want to go out. It's worth that. Just one thunderstorm that you'd have to go out in to turn the generator on is worth that $450.
Yeah, I think you're right. I totally think you're right. Yep. So I have to get that too. But, I just told them, I said, it looks awesome. Please just make my water clear. And I didn't get a response back, but that's what I'm worried about. Not getting down, not getting down to that well and having clear water, because then they won't give us the permit.
He'll do it. I'm telling you. This is our land. You got to remember, you're doing this as you head into wintertime, so you're not really going to have any answers to the springtime anyway.
Right. So I agree with you. Yeah.
And it'll be better conditions, and he'll be able to drill more and stuff like that. It'll work. It'll work.
Yep. Everything in good time, right?
Yep. Just keep positive. Keep positive.
Yes. And I know you want me to recap this forecast.
Yes, I do.
Partly sunny, 50 to 55 today. Clear tonight, 25 to 30. Sunny, mid-40s Friday. Partly cloudy and breezy Saturday, 35 to 40. And some snow coming in Sunday afternoon. Should be a light, wet snow in the middle 30s. And by the way, temperatures across Minnesota this morning have dropped to between 10 and 15 below zero.
10 to 15 below zero. I got a friend, Paul, who lives up, runs a radio station in McGrath, Alaska.
Yeah.
And they have already, they've got more snow on the ground right now than they had last year at this time.
And that influences our weather. Yeah. You may say, how? Because when the air masses build up over Alaska, the snow causes those air masses to be even colder. And if the air masses follow down across snow-covered prairies, they don't moderate as quickly. So by the time they get to the United States, it's really, really cold. And we are forecasting that in January.
All right. Well, his brief update to me goes along with that. So there you go.
Yep.
There you go. But you know what's great about his job? He lives at the station. He lives upstairs.
Okay.
He's the manager of the station, and he lives upstairs. So so he doesn't have to worry about getting to work.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, technically, I mean, I don't either. Because, you know, I work out of my house. So that's a big plus, and that's why I could give it the extra effort that I do give it.
All right. Well, we'll speak to your extra effort tomorrow.
Okay. You have a good one, Marshall.
All right, Pat. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on The Breakfast Club.